You're now listening to Red Fades to Black with Gina and Jared.
Episode of Red Fades to Black Worldwide Radio.
Yawn.
this episode comes from the Outer Banks, North Carolina, where we're currently at.
And I tried to find...
As of recording this and posting this, actually.
I tried to find bands from North Carolina, but every single solitary band that I found in North Carolina, I think except for one, either was bad or was good and had no downloads, and I was just getting ridiculously frustrated with everyone from North Carolina, so I just stopped looking through there.
And that first band was from New Hampshire, not North Carolina.
Not even close.
But there's an N in New Hampshire.
But they're still in the same...
country.
Not coast. Same coast. Yeah.
I suppose.
Time zone. They're both on the East Coast.
The first band was Only Blood Will Tell out of... DeVry, New Hampshire. I think that's what my handwriting says. You can check them out on myspace.com/obwt. And the name of the song is I'll Be There in a Minotaur or Two.
It's supposed to be a play on minute or two. Yeah, minute or two, but it's Minotaur, like as in like the animal.
Mythological creatures.
That's what it was, a mythological creature. And a Minotaur, too.
We were watching Jaws earlier, and I just thought of, like, Minotaur, I pictured, like, a Minotaur coming out of the
Minotaur
water.
It's Minotaur 2, not Minotaur or 2. Say it like that.
Is it in a Minotaur, two. Minute or 2?
No, say it without the or.
Minotaur 2.
See, get it? Minute or 2, and Minotaur 2.
Added the or?
Yeah, you added the or.
Yeah, I crossed it out, so that mistake will never happen again.
There you go. Every time I see Minotaur, I think of the old Power Rangers game where you'd fight the Minotaur on Sega.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh, man. If Greg was here, he would know exactly what I'm talking about.
G-Money?
Yeah.
Our friend G-Money, the video game addict who owns like 20 systems.
Yeah. You never had that game on Sega?
No, I didn't like the Power Rangers.
Oh, I was obsessed with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, baby. No, I liked Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but I was obsessed with the Power Rangers when I was little. I even had the video game for it.
And we get more hardcore than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, Power Rangers. On Sega. Playing against the Minotaur. And I was like, I can be the Pink Ranger playing against the Minotaur. Woo!
And how far video game technology has come since then.
Yeah, I know.
Ridiculousness.
And now we, discovered Rock Band, and we've been playing that for...
It's in the next room over here on our rental home in the Outer Banks.
And our awesome ginormous house.
I got accidentally hooked on Rock Band.
Yeah.
And then had the unfortunate
luck... And then accidentally broke it. So we have to accidentally fix it.
I had the unfortunate luck about an hour ago of turning on Rock Band. So I'm like, oh, I'll try the guitar because I was playing the drums for a while. Because you can play the whole band instead of... creating a real band, you can create a fake band on a computer. So I decided I was going to play the guitar. I turn it on, and I get a corrupt file message. Long story short, it decided after like 3 times to just start overwriting the corrupt file, thus erasing everyone's hard work of the people who actually own the game here.
Thus.
So I've set out with Gina to begin unlocking songs, so at least when they all wake up the next day... some songs are there.
So far, we've got to Act 5.
And it's not far gone, but I have a feeling once we get up to Medium, we're all going to be screwed.
Yeah, it's also only on Easy, so...
There's a lot of good songs there, and it's a cool game, but I mean, I don't know, it's funny. Because, you know, people who say, like, they play the instruments can't actually play them.
Yeah, like, I have absolutely no coordination whatsoever, like, and I know how to play guitar, and I know how to play, like, play Guitar Hero and play Rock Band, but, like... my brain doesn't function on the same wavelength of hitting colors and buttons, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah. Didn't work out, especially with the drums. The drums is horrible.
But it's oddly addictive. They need to get another guitar so they can have a bassist, too. And the vocal thing's just like a half-assed karaoke machine. You don't even have to sing the words. You just gotta hit the key.
And, and they have to play the tambourine in between. Did you see that when Pat was hitting the thing?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It just gives him something to do, or...
basically.
Something unusual like that.
Yeah.
Should we play another track?
Yeah, I guess.
Let's think about that. Or do you want to keep talking about Guitar Hero? I mean, Rock Band?
No, I'm pretty much finished on that.
Well, speaking of Guitar Hero, there was a commercial on, and if you've ever watched South Park, there's an episode that came out like a month ago that's called Guitar Quiro. And the whole thing's about them becoming awesome rock stars, and people come to see them play Guitar Hero. And they're making fun of it and bashing it. And then there was a commercial on for a behind-the-scenes making of Guitar Hero Aerosmith on Comedy Central with the South Park episode before it, sponsored by Guitar Hero. Even though the show rips apart Guitar Hero and talks about how lame it is that, like, you can't play the real instrument, so you play a plastic one. And you think you're awesome because you play a plastic one, even though you can't play the real one.
Yeah, but you know that
the real one's no longer cool to people.
Everyone who likes Guitar Hero is going to be like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. Like, they're totally going to watch it.
Oh, that's true. I mean, it's definitely skillful
everyone
gaming.
Everyone has a sense of humor, so.
That's true.
And if they don't, they should.
Do I have a sense of humor?
To a point.
Of course, some of the people here on vacation with us are, like, completely sick at this game. Rock Band, to like the point of ridiculousness.
They're on expert, and they're like, oh no, I missed one.
Swanky comes down, sits across the room, stands across the room, hits it on expert, and barely misses a note.
But he's also a video game major, so...
So apparently he spends a lot of time playing it. Yeah. Did you hear him earlier? He was like, dude, if you want, you can take off this front piece and loosen or tighten the...
Yeah.
What's it called? The strummer.
And you can also go... There's codes for it, too.
Yeah, there's actually codes for Rock Band, all you video game nerds out there.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, we're going to play a song and come back and talk about more... stuff.
Good times.
Maybe about the Outer Banks.
Okay.
And storms.
Oh, yeah.
So this next band is out of North Carolina. I think the name of the town is Moncure, North Carolina.
Where do you say
I have no fucking clue where that is.
Moncure?
The band name is Killing Avaris. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Avaris?
I'm sorry. It's Killing Avaris. Not Killing Avaris. Killing Avaris. And they're out of Moncure, North Carolina. You can check them out at myspace.com/killingavaris. The name of the track is Behind Your Blinded Eyes. Recording a show at like 2:30 in the morning.
It's
always entertaining.
So burnt.
Uh-huh. I'm slightly juiced up on some Mountain Dew, but I made it my goal not to bring my favorite energy drink with me on the trip.
Even though,
it's kind of a bad idea. I probably should have brought some just to.
What did you drink on the way down?
Keep it going. No, I bought a Rockstar just because Some of them make me, you know, a lot. So,
well, also,
I get that one because it doesn't make me do that a lot.
You had to drive.
I drove like 300 miles.
Of the 300 miles.
Okay, I drove like 200 of like the 400 miles.
Yeah.
About half. It was a good time, so I like driving minivans.
Yeah, it only took like 10 hours to get down here this time.
Yes.
Last time it took like 13.
If you haven't been to the Outer Banks before, you should look into it. It's pretty cool. Even though we're technically right
now. Or if you look at it on a map, it's basically like little islands strung together by like one highway. That's not even a highway. It's like a one lane like road or two lanes or whatever. It's one lane going each direction, and like you can literally walk from the ocean to the like bay that's in between the Outer Banks and the regular North Carolina state. With it, you can walk across it like in less than 5 minutes.
That's what I was gonna say.
I'm not kidding.
Where our house was situated, it's like a block on one side, block on the other, water everywhere.
Yeah.
And technically, we're on barrier islands that were, you know, nature's way of protecting the mainland and everything
and then
that lives there.
Humans build houses on it.
Build giant mansions on it,
and
essentially.
And we stay here.
The house we're in has like 10 bedrooms and like 12 bathrooms and
it has
2 kitchens.
Bathrooms. It's crazy. Like, I've never seen. Like, Jared was in the bathroom. And I don't know what he was doing, showering or something, and I'm like, Jared, you need to get out of the bathroom because I need to pee really badly. And then in the middle of pacing around outside, I realized that there's 27 other bathrooms in the house, and I can just use anyone I want.
More than half
and
the bedrooms
like,
have
awesome.
Their own bathrooms, yeah. Because, you know, that's the high point of your vacation, counting how many bathrooms there are.
I can pee whenever I want.
Oh, what a concept, huh?
It's awesome.
There's 3 bathrooms on the one floor alone.
Yeah,
that's just one floor. I like the hot tub, though.
Yeah, there's a hot tub. That's
and
it.
The surround sound, the entertainment center.
A pool and a volleyball court. And, what else is there? Oh, ping pong table inside the house.
I'd rather have the pool table than the ping pong table.
Yeah.
But.
Ping pong is so fun. And, of course, Rock Band.
I do like how there's, like, a wet bar and, like, a fridge on the ground floor, so you don't have to go up 3 flights of stairs to get to the other kitchen.
And we watched Jaws.
2 dishwashers!
Because, who doesn't watch Jaws during the summer when you're at the beach?
See, how cool was it when we had, like, they have, like, a little guest book of all the people that stayed at this one particular house? There were people from, like, Sweden that came and stayed here.
Yeah, someone came from France. I was like, that's awesome.
We're wondering how many
people. I was
people
like, why would you come from France to go to North Carolina? You normally stay the way around, but whatever.
It's probably cooler. I don't know.
No, I've been to France. It's not cooler.
Or you sit around and wonder, like, how many people have done it in the hot tub?
Yeah.
Or the swimming pool? Or the volleyball court? Or the wet bar?
Or our bed that we're sitting on right now?
Imagine. Actually, no, this is the, we're on the ground floor. It's probably, like, the, when there's families, probably little kids all stay around here.
You don't know that.
And the next room over's got bunk beds.
Or there's people like us who are all, like, basically college kids, and they're all staying here, so.
Probably not supposed to be here. Yeah. Oh, man. 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, last night, I had a baby in my arms, plus a candle, because the power went out, and one of the couple that we're staying with has 2 kids, and the one started, like, crying in the middle of the night, so we're, like, and no one, like, heard them but us, because we were the only ones awake, and we're walking around this dark, scary, huge house with, like, one little candle, and I'm, like, picking up this child because Jared's afraid, and I'm, like, Jared doesn't know how to hold kids.
Dude, I want
to
drop babies all over the place.
He would hold it like it's, like, a football or something. So I'm, like, trying to make this child stop crying. Then I'm, like, Jared, you need to hold the candle. And then the 10-year-old who's sleeping in the room is, like, I can't wake up, man, in bed. I'm, like, Jared, just slam on the door.
Yeah, we got kids.
Tell them their child is crying.
Yeah, we got kids of all ages on this trip. They range from 1 to, like, 28.
20, yeah, I was going to say. Wait, 20.
So something, 20-something. They don't care.
26?
They don't care. I think at this point we're just going to talk for a few more minutes and then close out with another song because it's looking to be that way. Which works out well anyway.
This is true.
Because, you know, what else
well,
is exciting
no, wait,
about the Outer Banks?
It's been a very long time.
Oh, for us, we're from Jersey and Pennsylvania.
No, there's one girl that's from California.
Well, I was going to say how it's interesting, and then some of the listeners probably like, duh, where you can, like, buy beer in the gas station and the supermarkets.
Yeah.
And you can drink on the beaches.
Really? You can?
And on certain parts of North Carolina. Yes, I don't know. It's weird stuff. It's kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
Some of the locals are interesting. Okay. Oh, how about that one guy? Our one friend and a bunch of us went to a liquor store on the first day we got here. We go in, and the guy ringing up is, you know, I guess from North Carolina, I would assume. And the kid's signing the receipt, our friend, and the guy makes a comment about, like, you know, the kid, like, is still holding the pen. The guy makes a comment about, like, you know, if you leave the store with that pen, I'm going to have to shoot you. You might get shot. And after we leave, our friend turns around and proceeds to say, you know, in any other state, and especially up north, if somebody said that, I would laugh and think they were joking. But for some reason, in the South, no offense to any Southerners.
Yeah, no offense to you Southerners.
He's like, I would not be surprised if I tried to walk out the door with the pen if gunshots started ringing out. And you knew something was up when you first walk into this liquor store, because I don't know, anyone from the North who would see this, and you're going in the South, and I don't know how it is in other countries for any of our other country listeners, but when you have a sign that says, no firearms allowed, with a picture of a 9mm gun crossed out, you know you're up for an interesting evening in a liquor store when that kind of thing happens. So I don't know how it is in the rest of the world for you people in Europe and such like that, and I don't know how it is in the Deep South, or all the way up in, like, Maine.
Yeah, the farthest south I've been is Florida, but that doesn't even count as, like, south. Because it's all, like, northerners that moved down there.
Of course, our one friend's girlfriend's from California, and they were talking about the In-N-Out burger chain. We're just going to talk about random crap that we've heard and learned.
No, but yeah, where you can get whatever you want, like, you're like 10 by 10, and they put like 10 patties on like a burger. Like, that's disgusting.
I think once when I was out in like LA, I saw an In-N-Out burger.
Really?
But I decided it was a good idea to eat Jack in the Box.
No one had ever like seen a Sonic. We had all heard of them. And then on the way down, we were pointing out every Sonic we saw because we were like, Sonic, there's another Sonic. Because like up where we live, like we see commercials for them all the time, but like there's not actually bias.
For listeners in other countries, are like, what the hell is that? Because the only ones they would know that are big right here, too, are like McDonald's and McDonald's, pretty much.
No, Burger King.
Are the two worldwide companies. Burger King, too, yeah.
Burger King and McDonald's.
I don't know about Taco Bell.
I don't know.
We enjoy tacos, though, so that's good.
That's because we made them tonight.
We discovered that you can, there's like 20 million different ways to make tacos. So if you're poor, like us. You can get taco mix and taco ingredients cheap, and you can have like 18 different kinds of ingredients. One kid made a cheesy gordita crunch style taco. Another person made a taco salad. Somebody made a burrito.
Someone made a quesadilla.
I ate a lot of it because I'm a gluttonous person. My throat started to get sore because I've been up too long and I need a drink. Preferably one that has alcohol in it.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, that's just...
Our bed looks like a quilt.
Yeah, it's kind of weird and creepy and disturbing.
It's really not that creepy and disturbing. You're just really strange.
I like how the internet around here is like a community thing. It's like rationed. We have one cord and one Ethernet connection, so people have to like trade in and out the computers.
Half of us are like missing classes just to be down here.
Cause that's a responsible thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm impressed we actually got around to recording a show and posting it, even though it's technically late, so I apologize for the lateness, but we're on vacation, so what do you expect? I had a busy day of playing volleyball, sleeping till noon, sitting in a hot tub and drinking beer, but not in the hot tub, and then cooking and eating dinner, and playing video games, and watching the two ridiculous storms that came in the past two nights.
Yeah.
Because the problem with the Outer Banks is that when it storms down here, there ain't nowhere for the wind to go except straight at you, and the rain, because there's no protection. So there was like a pool of water. You go swimming outside in the street earlier.
That was so scary. Like, I've seen, like, flooding, like, in my area, I guess, but, like, we don't live by, like, any, like, major, like, I don't know, rivers or anything, so, like, but, you know, basically, we're basically on an island right now, and, like, there's water, like, all within, like, right where you, because we're on the corner, like, right where you turn and stuff on our street, and, like, on the street that's on the, like, other corner side of us, like the main highway and stuff. It was just like the cars would drive past and you could see through their headlights, and then they'd slow down so that they could like drive through the river that was our street.
I don't know. I was in a hurricane before down the shore. It was kind of weird.
It kind of freaks me out.
Kind of interesting. Kind of unusual. I think it's going to be that time soon.
Yes.
It looks like it has the software's like stuttering because it's been running so long on talking. But anyway, thank you again for listening. I'm amazed.
That we rambled for.
Amazed that we rambled at 2:30 in the morning. I'm amazed that we actually got a show out.
I know.
For this week. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll record another one soon for your listening pleasure and musical entertainment. I think we're going to close with this band called Trials, because I looked down and there it was. So anyway, this last band is out of Chicago, Illinois. The name of the band is Trials. You can check them out at myspace.com/trials, and the name of the track is Powerless. So thank you again for tuning in. Sorry about the lateness.
Sorry about the
of this
rambling.
Of course. I see a bag of Doritos that I may eat. So thank you again, and tune in next week.
Thanks. We'll be right back.